it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thousands gathered in East Hartford today to pay their respects to the two Bristol police officers who were killed in an ambush last week.
WTIC reporter Dave Mager is on our news line. Dave, good to talk with you again. Describe the scene today. What was it like there?
Definitely thousands on hand, and most of those folks were police in uniform from the region, from all over the country. They had this at the football stadium in East Hartford, where UConn plays, to set up full honors for both men, Lieutenant Dustin DeMonte and Sergeant Alex Hansey. They were raised to those ranks today. They had a posthumous promotion in this ceremony as part of this event.
Bristol's police chief spoke. Some of the officers' families spoke. Any of the comments stick out to you?
Yeah, both widows were brave enough to speak. This was a rough day. Katie Hamsey was married to Sergeant Alex Hamsey less than a year. She calls him her protection, the love of her life. Alex's father, Ahmad, is a refugee from Lebanon. He calls Alex the All-American boy. Then there was also the wife of Lieutenant Dustin DeMonte, Laura. She's pregnant with her third child. Her two young children were here, Phoebe and Porter. She says the family was perfect because of Dustin, who was lost in this violent incident last week.
Dave, before we let you go, anything new in the investigation into the murders?
There's been very little released. What I can tell you is this incident has really grabbed the attention of the public. This was a drunken incident at a bar. Police responded. Hours later, the individual involved in that incident calls 911. Police arrive at his home. And when the police arrive, that person from the bar earlier immediately opened fire on police with an AR-15.
Dave Mager with WTIC Radio. We appreciate it, Dave. Thanks for the update.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.